Okay, we're going to have Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph. We're going to start with Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis, Amid Beis. Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yisrael, Chanef Shabahim. Tonight's the sugya of the sugya of Titulam the Sava. Ein Yisrael Chal Al Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yisrael, Chanef Shabahim, Bosh Tegel Teira. Tonight the Nefesh Im HaBasa. Vos Mein Tos, Nadi Yekib Chashin Ruyam. Here's just a nutshell. The Gemara's going to go to Pesukim. The Gemara is going to quote two pesukim. We're going to learn from two pesukim with three halachas. The question is, halacha number two, is halacha number two an extension of pasuk number one, or is halacha number two an extension of pasuk number three? Or is halacha number two an extension of pasuk number two? In other words, everyone's going to agree there are at least two pesukim, there are two loisaseis. But everyone agrees also there are three prohibitions. The question is, where do we learn the second prohibition? Do we learn it from the first pasuk or from the second pasuk? Lamayin afkamina. And if you do two of them, do you get one Malkus? Do you do Malkus? Do you get one Malkus or do you get two Malkus? So let's see. Amar Yochanan lo yisaychal nefesh ha-basar zeh. This pasuk means zeh evir min achai. Okay, that's number one. Number halach, next pasuk, another pasuk, basar, flesh, basar de trefa lo yisaychalu. Zeh basar min achai u basar min achai. Two halachas. One lo yisaseh. And the one loisase says that you're going to have two loisase, one pasuk, you have two averis, one eating a kazai is possible living creature, not an aver. Okay, it's not a limb, it's a piece of flesh, a shtick flesh, and the yisoid is it's going to grow back. The chilik between an aver menachai and basa menachai is, will it grow back? That is the nafka mina, okay?
Take a bite.
We had a whole discussion.
Back in the day.
Basar min achai.
I had all discussion about that.
We did?
It was all sugi back in the day. So it takes a bite over here for the limb, yeah.
So it's a lois say.
So therefore,
and then there's a loch of treif. You have an animal that's going to die. An animal that's not going to live. Its days are numbered. And a person that dies and you eat it and you do a shrita, you do a kosh shrita, a gewalt shrita, and you eat a treifa. There's another list. There are three halachas. So nachmozer nachai, basa so basar treifa, losachel is basar nachai.
So I see two halachas.
Three halachas. So basa min a treifa, basa min a treifa. Animal's dead.
So there's basa min a chai and basa min a treifa.
Exactly, and it's aver min a chai.
Okay. Basa min a chai, basa min a treifa. That was geshachten.
Right.
So one was geshachten and two were not geshachten.
Exactly. There was what about halacha of aver min a treifa?
Why not?
Why don't we make a whole shiur today? And give Gvald and Sugya to go give a Sugya and say Shabbos. The Sugya tonight of Eivim min HaTreifa. I'll give you 49 reasons why a person can have a Loisa say for Eivim min HaTreifa. Woo! Speak gesund. 49 reasons why you should be chayef for Eivim and Atreif.
One other discussion.
Okay. So remember, there's a gewaltige sugya. There's only three halachas. This is called.
Let's start with this.
And everything's in the Torah. Everything's in the Pasuk Torah. So therefore, let's start with this.
Anyone talks about it?
Right here on this table. Right here in the Sphinx. He says no, both things. He groups together basar menachai in the same pasuk that teaches us aver menachai. Good. Weiter. And then when he says basar basar, when he says basar basar, the treifa lo yisachelu, what's meant us? Basar, flesh, basade, trefa loisachelu ze, basar mina trefa.
It's like the other mandoma.
When the day is over, everyone agrees there are three loisases. There's aver menachai, basar menachai, and basar mina trefa. What's the question? Where do you learn that basar menachai?
He has the second.
Here we go. Right, the Gemara goes all the sneers. So here is the nafmina. Achal eiver menachai, ubas menachai. The first two. How many loisas is in violation of? So if you learn like Rabbi Yochanan, no, Rabbi Yochanan is from two demsukim. He learns out in the second pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Lakish in a chayv alachas. Next nafmina. Achal, let's say eat basar menachai. Basa min achai u basa min atrei for the second two. Lurabit shum min lakish, kodim shum min lakish, chayv shtayim. They're going to be, what was it, achal basa min achai, basa min achai, right? U basa min atrei, shum min lakish, chayv shtayim. Why? Because the basa min achai... Okay, next. Now, let's say you eat Eva Menachai and Eva and Bosa Min Ha Trefa. Ochal Eva Menachai Bosa Min Ha Trefa. Okay, and my kasha is a Gavaldi kasha. It's a Velt's kasha. It's not a Velt. It's a good kasha. Listen, Shaila Kara. What's the halacha if your person eats an Eva or a limb? From a treifa. There's a special halacha. An animal's a treifa. They have no shechita.
It has shechita.
No shechita. It has shechita.
But it was going to die. Days would not be.
And they found there was a hole in the lung. So it's a treifa. Mamish a treifa. So it's not kosher meat, right? So what happens if you eat a piece of that meat? There's a loisase. Right? A loisase. Is there a special loisase if you eat a whole aver? A ganse aver, whole limb.
Or is aver menachai only from a behemoth that's not a...
There's a loisase in the Torah to eat a limb, only a whole limb, if the animal is alive. If the animal is dead, and it's a treifa, that's our shayla. Okay.
So let's see if you have an avela. Let's see if you have aver menachai.
Yep.
And the behemoth drops dead the next day.
Doesn't matter. When you take the animal, you take the limb out of the animal, so the animal is not even remain alive.
No, it's not a kasha,
because all the din of the Eivanachai is only when you remove it. If when you remove the limb, the animal is alive, that chefs of bosa, that Eivar has a din Eivanachai.
So when you take the Eivanachai, at that moment it becomes a treifa.
The Gemara is going to discuss that. But the Gemara,
that's your question.
But it's still no. That's not my question because the animal's still alive.
So you're saying the animal's alive, and then you shecht it and you find that it's a treifa.
No, that's not my shayla. No. My shayla is the animal's dead. The animal has a treifa, has a defect. You do a gewaldige shechita, a murderige shechita, a murderige shechita. And now, if I take a piece of basar from that shechita, a little basar, I go to a kid, take a little basar, what's the halacha? I have a loisase, I've eaten basar treifa, so the loisachel. My shayla is, let's say, instead of eating just the basar, I eat a whole eva. A whole eva I eat from it. And the chayfa loisase?
Als what?
Als madach, when the animal is alive, they're tzveidinin. When it's alive, I take off a ganse eva, I'm chay midin eva minachay. I take off a shtik basar, I'm chay for basar minachay. Now when it's dead, there's a din treifa. And the din treifa is totally, the two psukim are grouped together. So the din treifa, so if I eat basar min treifa, I'm chay for loisase. Let us suggest that if I go and I take off a ganse eiver from the treifa, I should be chay for a special loisase. A special loisase. Okay, now the answer is no. You know why you're not playing the answer one? Because this is a mori tigazach. The answer is, part is the proof to the Yisrael. This is a good kasha, but the kasha comes to prove a murdika chiddush, and that is the din eva menachai is toloi when you detach it. When you detach the eva, it's a chalois eva menachai. When you detach the basar, it's a chalois basar menachai. Now you're not chayiv anything until you actually put it into your mouth. But when you put it into your mouth, it's misiaches to the moment of detachment. When the animal is dead, there's nowhere to be misiyaches. It's a murdika lungs, I'm telling you. When an animal is alive, right? If the animal's alive, I go now, I take off a limb, or I take a piece of basar, and now I eat it. When I eat it, we're misiyaches, my achila, to the moment when I took it off the animal. Ooh. Did you take off the animal, out of the animal, or a whole ganse eiver? Or do you only take off the animal, only a shtik basar? You hear? But, if the animal is dead, and then I go and take off basar, or I take off an eiver, and I eat it, there's nothing to be misyaches to. You're only miyaches to the living, not to the dead. The male, it doesn't make a difference whether it's an eiver or if it's a shtik basar. When it's alive, then you can be misyaches to something alive. You hear the chiluk? So you saw it. We learned here, you saw it. You're the only one in the whole world that knows this, you saw it. You realize that? Shemayim, they're listening to this.
Weiter.
Now, there's a Rashi over here that is mamish, a half-flavor fellow, what this Rashi
charts,
says. Not even, all the charts, not even the words. It was Kedai. I was telling you, the whole week was, that is the day to come. The whole week was Kedai.
Born.
No, they said, look at the Rashi. Rashi over here said, look at the Rashi. The first Rashi of today's daf. Rashi here says something that is just not to be believed. Not to be believed. The Eiver Chai Mikrei Nefesh. What's the chilik? How do you know in the pasuk? The pasuk doesn't say the word Eiver. The pasuk says Nefesh. Le'soichal ha-nefesh im ha-bosar. In the Torah, does it say the word Eiver? You mean mechalek between a bosom and a chai and Eiver and a chai? It doesn't say the word Eiver in the Torah. What are you making up stories here? The Eiver Chai Mikri Nefesh. Oh, Rashi says, half live a fella. In Eiver Chai is called a Nefesh. Why? Shim Yach Techenu Eino Ose Chalipin. It doesn't grow back. Shalo Yoshev Oid. It will never come back. Ki Nefesh HaNetulo She'eino Chizeres. The Mahus Rashi is telling us, know what the Mahus of a Neshama is? It's irreplaceable. Irreplaceable. When a Neshama leaves this world, there is no Chalipin. There is no exchange. You can have all the king's horses, all the king's men. You cannot replace this Neshama. It's unique. Yeah, you hear the word? That's how Rashi ties the word nefesh. Isn't this unbelievable? Did you ever hear such a word? Such a zach of the nefesh means a zach in this world that when it goes away, there's no chalipin. There's no exchange.
There's a nefesh with the bosser.
And therefore, but when it goes away, see, it's not. That's what called an eiver. Okay, back to the Gemara. Next to the Gemara. Next, here we go. Ochal. Oh, very tired. Ochal eiver menachai menatreifa. It says here both two things: eiver menachai menatreifa. It's an Eiver Menachai, Menatrefa. So you have Rabbi Yochanan Bichon, it says Chayv Shtayim. So is that good? That's the Gvaldik. Of course, because to them Sukkim, you have an Eiver Menatrefa. Trefa really doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whether it's an Eiver or a Babasa, but it's from the Trefa. You're also going to be Chayv because only one? What are you talking about, only one? But everyone agrees. Everyone agrees when you go and you eat an Eiver and a Chaya and you eat an Eiver and a Bossam and a Mace. Exactly. So what's the state? How the fella? And for the Gemara, Amrav Yosel, Kasha Kam Bebehim, Achaz Kam Beshtei Bebehim. It's not a Kasha. When, the Gemara is now entering Nai Yisrael, when there was a Machlekes, the Gemara is going to explain the whole Machlekes in a few moments. When Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakshli argued in the Mishnah, when they sit here with Yaakov, Zom, when there are two Behemoths, Svei Behemoths. But the Zelba Behemoth is now dead. It's now dead. And you took off this limb. And I'm coming to refine it a little bit. Is that when the animal was alive, we knew it was a trefa. We knew it was a trefa. It was menakuvel malo. Menakuvel was nechdach. So the animal was a trefa. It's alive though. It's still alive. Just because it's a trefa, this is very big chishi. I have to understand that the Gemara is telling us something.
But when we said the very college, it didn't very nicely with the psukim also.
No, so the Gemara is coming to limit the psukim. We're limiting the psukim to discussing a case with Afka.
Because they never argued in this side in the psukim.
Right, so why not?
So to make this stira go away, was that
we have this on the part that the pasuk is going in the case of two different animals. But if it's one animal, it's one ma'isachet, it's not a kasha. Because it's not mistaver, it's ein yisachalus, the Gemara is going to send three moms, but when did we say b'feirush, the divrei akoyi michayiv shtayim, is when it's two different animals.
So Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish never...
argued about the two different animals. And two different animals, one piece animal.
So
the machlokes is yisachalus or not? So when the Shimon Lakish say only michayiv one, if you eat an eiver minachai, and the animal is also a trefa, and Shimon Lakish is only michayiv one instead of Malkus. Also, we're going to explain that machlokes will be a machlokes. The Gemara is going to elaborate in very great detail. We'll provide, I think, at least three different halachim.
But when there was a raisa that is no machlokes in chayiv two. That's when you daven. When you chayiv two, it's when we daven. There are two different animals. Now the words b'shem b'hem is chayiv shtayim. Why b'hem b'hem achas? But you know, I want to tell you one incredible yisur that comes out of the Gemara. If you go and you kill a person who's a treif, is chayiv misa? If a person kills a person who's a treif, is chayiv misa? No. And that's what the Gemara says, that if Desmond wants to get a guy off the hook, they could exercise the rights, and they could say maybe, maybe in the no, we don't. But by dinim in the fashos ein halachan acha haroiv, when it comes to the fashos. So if Bezin wants to exercise their
why can he himself?
No, we don't accept it. We don't accept it. But if Bezin wants to exercise their muscles, they can say that he hid him in the place where there was a hole in his body. So what do you see? What do you see from that? Why? Because a gavra ketola kamaisa, I kill a dead man. Really? What did the Gemara just say now? Half-flavor fella. Until we learned this piece of Gemara, when we had three different cases. What's the three different cases? What are the three different cases? Case number one is an Ava, the animal's walking around. Number two, Bossa, take a bite out of an animal. Bossa. Number three, and number three, I did the best shlita possible. Best shlita. And then we checked the lungs. Oh, there's a sirucha in the lungs. Oh, so it's, we passed pass the treif. And now I take a shtik Bossa and I eat it. Okay? Okay, so I'm now chayv mid in treif because the animal is treif. The Gemara is saying now, but no, that the machloik is going when it's the animal is alive. Wait a minute, the animal's alive, and you're going to be chayiv too. You're going to be chayiv for the aver, and the animal is also a treifa. The animal, the Gemara is coming to revise that in, when is there going to be machlokes, is it going to be chayiv one or two? According to our going to be chayiv two, is going when the animal is alive. Animal is alive, it's walking around, and I pull off a ganse aver. I'm going to be chayiv according to our going to see why Yisrael Litzot Tzvei Loisaseis. Number one, you took a limb off a living creature. Number two, this living creature, we know as a fact, when it's alive, it's a treifa. It's cut min arkuva ulamala.
My definition.
That we know, so definitely you have two. You have two. Wait a minute.
I mean, the boss and the aver are one of the same.
Right, the animal, right, exactly. Yeah. What do you mean? If the animal is a treifa when it's alive, that means the animal is dead. It's the walking dead. If you kill a guy that has less than 12 months to live, Ipata. He's dead.
So you're saying since he
no, since you're telling me that this animal is a treifa, because it's caught, you see, it's caught in Merkuvah Lamala, just because it's walking around, in halacha, we should consider the animal dead. Mimela, there's no halacha of Eidim and Achai on the dead. And it's the beginning of the sugya.
It's not a question on this sugya over here. It's a question in general.
General. No. Until this piece of Gemara, we didn't have this question. Because until this piece of Gemara, we always assume that when it says Eiver Menachai, it's on a living animal. That's not a treifa. It has four legs. Everything looks fine. We go Basarayv. Most animals are heavy animals.
Now that we're forced into a corner.
We've removed.
The Aver become automatic by definition.
No, I'm not up to... No. That's not a kasha. What does the Gemara say here? Well, that's not the case. The case is, read the Rashi. Rashi case is where the animal is a treifa. How do you know what's a treifa? You didn't do a bedika. The answer is, well, there are certain treifas that you can see when the animal is alive. If you cut the leg above the knee, the animal is a treifa. Right? Is the animal walking around? Yes, it is. Maybe okay, it's dragging. For it's dragging its foot, but dragging its foot is the animal. Or does it have a pulse? Animal has a pulse, and that's why you chayiv for aver min hachayiv. If the animal is dead and you pull off a whole aver and you eat it, chayiv min hachayiv.
No,
not chayiv min hachayiv. Animal is alive and you pull off a whole aver, you chayiv min hachayiv. So what's the Gemara saying over here? The animal is walking around or it's dragging one of its legs, but it's a treifa. Treifa. And I pull off another leg, and I eat it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, guess what? Yichai for two lois says. Yichai for aver min achai. And yichai for aver min ha-treifa. Eating a treifa. And who says the case is going when the animal is alive? Let's say the case when the animal is dead. If the animal already died, and you pulled off the limb, then there's no person in Gan Shas that says he's chayiv for pulling off a limb on a dead animal. In order to be chayiv for a limb, or even a chayiv, it's a given, you got to be alive. But my question now is, but wait a minute, if you're telling me now that the animal is a tree, we want to get you for a second loisase, because the animal's a treifa, but the animal's also chayiv even a chayiv, so you chayiv even a chayiv, and you chayiv eating treifa. But wait a minute, if the animal is a treifa, it's dead. Even though it's walking around, in halacha, it's dead. If it's dead, then there can't be a din of evim and achai. Just like if a person kills another human being who is a treifa, he's potter. He's part of the fellowship. So what's going on over here? So the answer is, you see from this in your sight, by animals, the rules of evim and achai are different than the rules of misas besin. You see on your side. When it comes to animals, the animal is a goner. It's a goner. But the din of Eiver Menachai is still alive. Still alive. By a human being, there's Misas Bezdin. Now the answer, you should know, now this is the Mordek Olam Shalach. The answer, the truth is, here's what I want to say. Here's what I want to be Machadish. It's not a kash, it's not a steer. When the halacha that I told you about Misas Bezdin, what was the halacha? You've taken the life of a dead person. If a person is a treifa or an animal is a treifa, that means the shlemus of the man is dead. A man's going to die within 12 months, so that means the shame Adam is dead. So you killed a dead person. But each limb is still alive. Is still alive. An animal, the Torah is not mechayiv you for eating a living animal. The Torah is mechayiv you for eating the limb. Misas bezdin, it's not for the limbs. It's for the person. Wow. If it's missing one limb, the ganze mensch is zaros. But an animal, we don't care about the ganze animal.
It's your fault.
Yeah. By even chayit, it's on the limb. It's on the limbs. What's the musa haskel? The musa haskel by the person in the utaka as a shot. But each limb can still be kind of ilim haba by doing mitzvahs. It's still alive. Everyone's going to die eventually.
I'll take it. I want to get a couple of words. Very nice player.
We already have 3 or 4 chedushim tonight.
Wow. All of your stuff. I can't say you missed your calling because you're a Magid Shir.
What?
I can't say you missed your calling because you're talking Magid Shir. There are people who are...
I miss my calling. I missed it. Boy, did I miss.
Listen, it's all relative, you know. The reality is, Shemin's mouth is terror. So, what you're doing, there's no one else who will be doing it if not you. That's the guy who I know who's building big buildings in Manhattan. So he said, if not for me, these buildings would never have gotten built. You know something? He's right, because he's doing stuff that nobody ever would have dared to have done. Okay? So, if not for you, the reality is that 20, 30 people who ever come into your share every day, people would not have that opportunity.
It's not true.
100% is true.
It's totally not true. A lot of them.
Whatever.
A lot of them.
He's saying it's worse because once
the Behemach is my pligi. Vait, and the woman says, "No, what's my pligi?" Amah ba'ayeh goyim shenidrefa im yitzias serubas. Shalva, here is, he became a treifa. The moment
when he came out of the world. Back to the shlokish.
How could it possibly be both? Machlokish, I am shlokish. Why?
The shayla
was already shlokish. Okay, fine. But we have to understand them both. So what's machlokes? B'shenidivah b'mitzias ruba. Mar sava b'hem b'chayechal evad m'beres. Here the Gemara says a yisoid. This is the yisoid. It's a nai yisoid. You never heard this before. It's a nai. This is the Gemara saying this yisoid. You never heard this before.
I'm laughing. You know, Rabbi, how you lead with it? That's the aim. Why you tell you? It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
You know,
he's younger than me.
He says,
he's not Rashiva.
One of the shiurim recently. He said, we need a whole Zaman for this block. A whole Zaman. He didn't say it would be enough. I'm saying, wouldn't you? He wants to get yet.
He's going to be the next of Herr Shach.
He's a nice person also. Very nice.
He's next. Certain people that are very popular today. They're going to be the next of the Daily Hagar.
We need the Daily
Hagar. We sure do. It's meant to be. There's already an Israel even achai. The when does it kick in? It's an unbelievable chiddush. The Gemara is saying, when does the Isser Eiver Menachai kick into the animal? The moment the animal comes into this world, the moment where it's already lingering, upon the animal, the prohibition of Eiver Menachai.
So normally we don't say Isser Chalisa, but over here it's Bas Achas, we do say. That's the point.
Over here, that's right.
So a person wants to have Eiv Menachai, he has this opportunity.
Because since the din of Trefa, since the already din Trefa, he's not Mechai, very good, right? It's an opportunity, but he's saying he's not Mechai, very good, okay. Zegut. Viba you say mod could yam by therefore it's not gonna happen. Everyone agrees. And what's the Shaila? Because an Isra Koilel. Because it's halach applies to Goyim as well. There's an Isra Koilel, then we're gonna say the quiz of A that Isra Chal Al Isra. Of the Macy is forever, and Mechal is a trefa come. The Gimas of Ossi is forever, Mechal is a trefa, Massa of Ossi is forever. Mechal is a trefa. Right. It's a coil.
It's a coil.
Is the default. But if the second Isser is greater than the first Isser, how can it be greater? To Mahalchem. How can either it's more severe, or it applies in more applications? Isser Eivir Menachai is one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noyach. So because of its chal on the b'nei Noyach, it's called an Isser Koilel.
Is that Isser Koilel?
Yes.
Whenever you say Isser Koilel, you talk about something that one of the Zion mitzvahs.
No, not necessarily. Every case is different.
What else could be Isser Koilel? I don't remember the other examples.
That's called Moisef. Moisef means it's when it's more severe. Chorus, Nisa, and the first is only Loisai. That's called Nisa Moisef.
Isser Koilel, Moisef.
Ain Isser Chal is only two. Ain Isser, that the default. Okay, the starting was Machloikis. This Machloikis of Isser Chal is. There are four Yisoidis. Let's review the four Yisoidis. The Ban Shtana.
Ain
Isser Chal is. If you want to learn like that, man,
the other. And what's the classic?
Then there's there are three exceptions. What are the three exceptions? If they both come of Asachas. Exception number two, if the second Isser is Koilel, it applies in more cases than the first Isser. For example, Eivir Menachai. The Isser was Trefa. Goyim don't have a prohibition to the Trefa, but now it comes in Eivir Menachai. Eivir Menachai is more inclusive than to Yidin. It applies to Goyim as well. Oh, it applies in more applications. That means that the Isser has more weight. It's going to be superimposed upon the Isser Trefa.
We have Bavaz Achas. We have Isser Mois. Isser
Koilel. And then not an Aul Gemara, but other cases where you can show that it's called an Isser Moisef, where the second prohibition is more severe. Koreis, Misas Bezdin. If the intensity is more severe, then it's going to be Chal. So three exceptions. If they come Bavaz Achas, or it's an Isser Koilel, or it's Nisr Moisef. This is why they waited to put up all the signs for Dapta Koilel. Because they're waiting for today, we're learning the sugya of Nisr Chalisr, but when it comes to a Koilel, it trumps everything. I apply to them, Dapta Koilel, we should adapt a Koilel in midwinter. I asked them. I called them up. Why can't you adopt our koil here in Midwood?
Yeah. So it's a chayman. It's a meisiv. One of the same.
What?
It's a meisiv.
No, one is the different types.
It's a meisiv and it's a chayma, one of the same.
Well, they're not, no, they're not the same. The Gemara over here, Isser meisiv is when the second avera is more severe.
So what's
that's called. That's the same. There's no. You made up. You made those words.
I heard it.
Chayma is a word. Chayma is a word. Isser meisiv. Mohammed. There's no such term called isser chayma. No such term. Not in Bav, not Yisham, not Torah, not Chanarach, not in Raiv, not in Rambam, not in the Mishnah. I don't know where you made this up. You're making up this thing. Not in the Goinim, not in the Skrabern Savaroi, not in the Achroinim, not in the in the Achroin Achroinim. We're making up new two terms over here. It's a Choyma.
According to Mandamba, Rabbi Yochanan was this a Chal Issa.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to come on.
No, he does come on. Rabbi Yochanan and Gemara say, Rabbi Yochanan, according to this version, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ain is a Chal Issa. But this is the exception because of Koyla. Adopt the Koyla, Vita. The first avera is the koilo. The second one is lichter. So therefore, over Macy is a treif of a chalisser. That's the chish he holds an isra chalisser. According to this man, the Amar Yochanan is so generous.
Else what?
The stamazoy. No, I just stam. Fun.
Before we said that he has to have a reason for chayes.
No.
And now we're saying stam.
You don't have a reason, right? V'masav ozav v'chol ozav. V'masav v'masav v'loy osi v'choyel. And number three, Rava, I'm not going to tell us a minute. But you, what you were trying to say before, you have a gazunta animal, you pull off the limb, when you pull it by pulling off the limb, oh, that now makes the animal into a treifa. So what's the shiloh? So Marasa, behem b'chayach, eino medes, the Tanakham holds who that, that's going to be according to the sheet of who, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not made for him, therefore you only at this moment, and there was nothing upon the animal. And now, when you go, you pull off the limb, make it into a treifa, they come to Vasachas. Therefore, Israel, it's a treifa, b'hadi, it's a dikosu. And the male was meant already to be an Eva Menachai, and now you make it a treifa until lighter Avera. It's not going to be Chal, but also it's a treifa of Chal, it's a Eva. It's not going to come upon it. Good? Three different answers, or four different answers. What do I think? Four different answers. Four different answers. Gewaltig. Next one. Amar Yochanan, Anaya Sugya. And here is where we come into your question of Isser Moisef. Here it's Chelev is going to be Kores. Let's see. Let us say you ate chalef, forbidden fats, by minachai or minatrefa. Now you have three things going against you. Number one, it's chalef. Number two, it's a living animal. And number three, it is, the animal is a trefa. How many? Chayv shtayim. Amalei Rabbi Ami, v'lei l'mar sholosh, shani yomer sholosh. Why don't you say three? Because I tackle you chayv for three. It my nami, Amra Bevo, Amra Biochan, Achal Chelim, and Achayim, and Achayim, and Achayim, Sholosh. The my com miflagi was machlex, going, Shanitifa, me, it's yes, Ruba, became a treif when it came out of the Bujari. Madam Asholosh, Kosovo, Mimachaya, Levi, Mamedes. So David Mailo, the moment it comes out, is right away, Mimachai, for what, for Ibn Achai. Number two, the Isra Chelev, and also when it comes out, will be the Isra Chelev's Chav immediately. The Isra Aver, the Isra Aver, the Isra Treif, for Bahadi, the Nikosi, all three come of Asachas, Ibn Achai, and it's also a treif when it came out, and is going to be, and is going to, then this chalef, all three come of asachas. Umand yamashtaim kosabahim bechayalav leivodim amedes. Male, you only have two when it comes. You only have the isra chalef and the treifa. You don't have the even achai. The isra chalef, the isra treifa,
everything's only in Rabbi Yochanan.
Right, well, right, I guess so, correct. Because yeah. Over here, we're saying over here, each one is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan.
Fine.
The boy is saying another answer. I mean, when it's alive, it's not meant for Evar. Male, therefore, we're missing one. Uve Mesa Isra Aver, the Khoil al Isra Khalev, the Isra Trefo come in. Can a lightweight Isra, lightweight? The lightweight Isra is a Trefo, can it come? I'm sorry. Can lightweight Isra of the Aver Menachai, can it be Chal, Isra Trefo come in? Mar Sava Osi Khoil, Mar Sava Osi Khoil, why not? Because you cannot superimpose a lighter Avera of Aver Menachai upon Khalev, which is Kores. Right,
the
Viva Yisem going
on. So the question about Isra Moisev.
Correct. Here the one that was started with Caleb was in the very beginning. Caleb was in the very beginning. You're saying Murdik. You're saying Murdik. You hit the nail on the head with the ultimate precision. You're like a sniper. Your mom is shrub from a million miles away. You hit the nail on the head. What's your chaki? What are you attaching to Gemara? When the two compete, when one is Moisif and the other is Koilel, who wins? Is the Moisif or the Koilel going to win? And the Gemara is saying is that the Moisif maintains its Shlita and the Koilel will not be Shalit over the Moisif. Adopted Koilel has been defeated.
Vibayisema.
The Kulyama, you know why it's been defeated? Because they did not adopt the Koilel. That's why. They would have adopted the Koilel and they would have won. So here's the chiddush. Everyone's going to agree in the second version that the Isra Koilel is shaylate over the Isra Moisef. The shayl, what about the Shvachamesh? The Shvachamesh, the Trefa, Nebuch, the Trefa. The Trefa doesn't have a Koilel. When an animal is born, the moment it comes out into this world, is there a prohibition of eating chalev? You bet. Karis. Yeah. If the animal then dies without shchita, is there an Isra Nevela? Yes, of course. How could it possibly be? How can the Isra Nevela be chal upon the Isra chalev? Isra Nevela is light. Ein Isra chal al Isra. Right? Ein Isra chal Isra. And so, in this instance, we should say ain isra chal al isra, because the new isra that's attempting to push its way in is lightweight. It came afterwards.
The veil came afterwards.
It's partially came afterwards, but it's lightweight. What is chalev? Chalev is chorus.
Correct.
And the veil is a loisase. How can a loisase superimpose itself upon chorus? If you have you starting over with the loisase, and now enter into the room is the chorus.
For example.
Chalev comes later on.
The veil comes
piggle,
afterward.
Piggle. Let's say you have a loisas, you have the animal already is the animal, whatever the reason is, it became a loisas, whatever the reason was, I don't know what it is, and now oichin is going to be doing pigle. I don't know if it's shaykh because pigle is only with nothing else. Whatever. Okay, I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Theoretically
pigle
speaking,
is no competition.
Theoretically, exactly, it's very very sensitive to covet.
What do you mean?
But theoretically speaking, if you have a loisase, and now you want to superimpose upon it another loisase, which is a penalty of what?
Karis.
Okay, I can understand. But to go suggest that when the newcomer wants to superimpose itself on the oldcomer, when it's weak and feeble and schwach, who says you can do such a thing?
Right.
And yet the Torah says, indeed, there is such a thing. What is that example?
Yeah.
Chalev. When an animal comes into this world,
yeah,
from the very first moment, its fats are karis.
Right.
Let's say the animal now dies without shchita.
Yeah.
When you eat those forbidden fats, is there going to be on the forbidden fats how many loisaseis is the first chayev? The Torah tells us, these chayev two loisaseis. Chalev and the vela.
So the kasha is, how could you be oiver another?
Gzeris akasav. Gzeris akasav. You are oiver.
You are oiver. You are oiver. So what's the kasha?
So therefore, that should serve as the binyan av lechol haTorah kula.
That word.
That anytime you have the iser chala lisser, regardless of its strength.
Regardless of the punishment.
Regardless of the punishment, right, of the second list, I say. So the three lines from the bottom. The Yamamah HaTorah Omer Yov Yisra in the Vela Yochol Al Yisra Chelev. Therefore, we add the word therefore into the Gemara. This Nogawa Sugyov, the Yovoi, likewise, now a Shaila, let it come now, Trefa. The Yovoi Yisra Trefa, the Yochol Al Yisra Chelev.
And the Vela. Well, the Vela Utrefa.
The Vela Utrefa, right. Well, what the Vela? What the Vela? There's no Vela. Over here, what was the Shaila Gemara? We have three Averis, we have Bosar, we have Aver Menachai. Aver Menachai. In that Aver there was Chelev as well.
Before we have, say, from the case, yeah.
And you also have now Trefa, right. The Alba came, which is different. What's the problem? Isser Chal al Isser, even when the Nukam Isser is a lightweight Isser.
I'm sorry, could you give an example of the Trefa?
In this example, you have an animal was born.
Yeah.
Animal was born, and we're learning like the man, the Omar, when it's, we're learning like the man, the Omar, when an animal is born, immediately there's a chalois of Eivir Menachai. Behema le'evarim oimedes. When animal...
Oh, yeah, we learned so that the beginning.
So therefore, so right away...
But you shechting, yeah.
Before you shechting, yeah. The moment it comes into this world, there are already two others.
Yeah.
Eivir Menachai and Chela. Yeah. And now, later in its life, the animal...
Wait, but don't forget, there's another Aver, get a Nasha.
Okay, but anyway, if we're not discussing that. Yeah, I don't know the answer because you have to talk. No, it's in time. Not in time. Now, the animal becomes a trefa. When the animal now becomes a trefa, do we superimpose upon it a third loisas? That's the machlokes in the Gemara. That is the machlokes in the Gemara. The animal came into this world immediately. It is chal upon the animal two loisas.
Yeah.
What are the two loisas?
Chelev
and Eiv Menachai. Now, later in its life, the animal becomes a trefa.
Yeah.
And you do a kosher shchita.
Yeah.
And you eat. And now it becomes a trefa. It's still alive. It becomes a trefa.
Yeah.
How does it become a trefa? Let's say you go and you take the leg, minar kuvalim off, and the knee above. It becomes a trefa. And now, you take a limb off the animal, how many loisaseis are you going to be chayiv? Three or two? This is the machlokes in the Gemara.
Let's talk about the two. Which two?
Chelev, for sure. And Eiv Menachai.
If you take a piece of what?
Animal comes into this world. If you go and you cut out a piece of chelev of the animal,
oh, chayiv
for chelev? Absolutely. Chelev.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter whether the animal is alive or dead, the chelev is awesome.
Right.
Animal comes into this world, it has chelev. The chelev
okay,
is awesome. What else? There's another problem with the animal. When it comes into this world, there's also a prohibition of Eiver Min Hachai. So let's say you take out a limb, and in that limb there is forbidden fats.
Oh.
And you eat it. A hearty meal.
Yeah.
Sumptuous repast.
Yeah.
And includes the meat with the chelev. How many loisas are you over for eating that
so
limb?
Two.
Now, before you pull the limb out of the animal, before you remove the limb, you made the animal into a trefa.
So you're over three.
Oh, that's the shal. Who says the third one can be chal? There's a reason why the third should not be chal, because the third is lightweight relative to chelev and relative to Eiv Menachai. Chelev is kares, and Eiv Menachai applies to goyim. And trefa only applies to yidden. So how can a lightweight come into the ring of two heavyweights? So long comes the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the problem? Let's look at a regular case.
Could you put a goy to death if you have Adam and Asra?
No, that's irrelevant. The penalty. The penalty is irrelevant. I don't know the answer. The penalty is irrelevant. The point is the prohibition applies to goyim. Being that it applies to goyim,
it's irrelevant.
They know it or not. The bottom line is the halacha states that it does apply. Therefore, it changes the status of this halacha.
Yeah.
It's called an iser koilel. How can then the trefa, which is a lightweight, be chal upon the two heavyweights? So, what is
and
the
who says that it is?
So now the Gemara wants to say that is the dilemma of the Gemara. And what does the Gemara want to say? Yes, I'll prove it to you that it works. What's the proof? Look at a standard case. You have a regular animal. Yeah. Every run of the mill, every animal that comes out of the factory, is there a permission of chilv on it?
Yeah.
And then if the animal dies, is there a new avera of nevela? Is there a new prohibition that the animal dies without shechita to eat the meat? Is there? Of course there is.
But you just said it's much lighter because it's only malchus.
Exactly. So how then can the Torah say there's going to be a lois say on nevela on chelef? So what do you see from the Torah? The Torah is teaching us by example that there's no problem for a lightweight iser to be chal upon a heavyweight iser. So just like in a standard case, when you start off with chelev, when the animal is born, later in the animal's existence, if it dies without shechita, there's going to be a nisr loisaseh, lightweight loisaseh of eating nevela that's going to be superimposed upon the severe prohibition of chelev. So there's no big deal here either. In our case, we're just upping it a little bit more. In our case, what do we have? We have here two prohibitions. What are the two prohibitions? Chelev and Eiver Menachai. And now we're going to bring upon the third prohibition of Trefa.
Yeah.
The Idach, last line on the page. Last line on the Idach is not a riot. Idach, Achelev, who the Chayev. Why? The Huta Mechloloi. Avel Eiver, Deloi, Huta Mechloloi, Loi. You can't compare the two. Why not? When it comes to the case of Chelev there, it's Huta Mechloloi. Now, what do we mean that it's Huta Mechloloi? The top Rashi on the page. Eitzel Chaya. There's a weakness. Even though we kept on emphasizing this point, that the chelev is more severe, is more because it's karis, but there's another angle to look at it, and that's the angle that chelev is very weak because it's mutu when it comes to a chaya. So therefore, trefa is aser by chayos and behemos. No big deal. Trefa. There's a weakness. There's no leniency anymore. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So maybe then we're going to be able to say that it's going to overcome. So the most thing you say that even though you have an isur koilo, but if there's a weak, there's also an element of weakness, mm-hmm. and that's not going to be relevant to the regular sugya. Next, Now we're going off the top, going to a new topic. We're talking over here. Even a chai. How much do you need to be chai? Kazayis. Let's say you take the kazayis and you break into two kazayis and you split. I take kazayis and I take a knife and I split and I eat within 9 minutes and I eat it separately. Am I chayiv for the loisat say? Why not? Because what is an aver? An aver is not bosa. An aver includes gidin the atzamas. Are gidin and atzamas edible? No, they're not edible. Yet the Torah says that you chayiv for eating an aver menachai. It is a chiddush. When the Torah told you chayiv an aver menachai, even if that kazayis that you eat is not includes within it gidin the atzamas. Do you have a Rosh Hashanah? There's a bazundra issa of eating eiver menachai. It's not like anything else. When you eat basa, mitzvah, matzah, it's got to be all matzah. You can't go add into the matzah psoilas. You got to eat matzah. You can't eat the tablecloth. You can't eat the wrapping that they wrap the matzah with, part of the mitzvah. When you eat a person eats a kazayis of nevela. It's got to be pure basa.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Aver Menachai, since the tithe is an Aver on math includes within the basa, so you don't need to eat a kazayis of pure basa. You can eat the sheer kazayis includes the gidin v'atzamos.
Who says this?
The Gemara says this is a given.
And you have to chew, you have to actually
eat it. Doesn't matter, it has to swallow, go down your throat and you're done. So what do you
see? Even if you just eat just a piece of wrap and you don't eat the atzamas.
Gidin v'atzamos.
But the mere fact is since that
half the kazai of an aver is so
that makes up to the kazai's the gidin v'atzamos.
Yes. That's a chiddush. So once it's a chiddush, along comes the Gemara to suggest maybe only going to be chayv when you eat it in one shot.
Yeah.
But if you take the kazayis and you split it, take a knife, chatzizayis, and now you eat this chatzizayis, and then you eat this chatzizayis, within achilas kedei pras.
You're also not oiver?
You should not be oiver.
Yeah.
Why? Because since the halach is a chiddush, ein lechaba yoisa michidushai. You can't be mechayev more one chiddush. Look at the words of Rashi. Rashi he says mahu. Look at the second Rashi, second line mahu. Mi mitzdarfei lechayuve kichol shor isurim. What's the chiddush? The gidim the atzama is the almol loy mechayev alayu. Lach mechayev ve'ema ein lechabo ella chidushoy. You can't go more than the chiddush.
So what would be more than chiddush to say it's mitzdarf?
Only when is it mitzdarf? Only when you eat in one shot. V'chi ochal lebe vas achas mechayev. It's the machil vas achas mashma. Avol lechatzal loy. That's what the boys want to stress. That's what it's kasha. There's a whole new sugya. Let's see let's say you put the whole thing into your mouth and then you don't swallow it. You swallow in two shots. Twice. Two swallows for one kazayis. Now, I'm like, chayif. He holds, no, you talk, because that's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous when people say that if you swallow it in two shots, you can get the potter. He also, a small bone. Rashi etzem cotton shall kaf hayorech sheyesh boy mashu boso v'gid etzem mashlima likazayt. You don't be chayiv. The ain't nothing lois ella boil. You don't chew it, but you swallow it. The half flame of filled according to Rav Shimon Lakish. The only hechel kimsa. The whole latter kula to be chayev for eidim and a chayev and shachidish. Get him an eider has a gidin at somas. He has to swallow in one shot. According to the only kapims is where a tini etzem katan shal kaf hayarech gid hanosha. The din of eidim and a chayev is tali. This halfway fella is tali gid hanosha. Eidim and a chayev is tali gid hanosha. Fine. Why? Just because you bring it to the mouth, it's gone. This is a kriva. Again, is this a shas? Nuchus a kriva is lav ki nuchus ma'ez. That's what the name of hagoshes. By a bris mila, you give the kvata. When the kvata brings the baby close to the lachem mila, it's a chelz of the mitzvah.
Hey.